JB and Billy have done the Harold Holt.
And now we can't find them.
Where do I wake up?
Where do I wake up?
So we're giving you the very best of Triple M's Rush Hour.
That's the gold you don't get anywhere else.
This is the Rush Hour Reheated.
It's Thursday, Bill, so we're going to bring out the Thursday Brag Artist, where the Rush Hour family tells us about the amazing things they have done.
That's right. We also have a chat to little Razor Ray Chamberlain. He actually walked under the door. And I'll tell you a joke about Star Wars, Jim.
Or even Star Trek. We also have a massive idiot file. And next, I'm going to tell you about my bad back and a very big needle.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You know what it's like?
Yes.
Neglect, lack of intimacy, lack of close touchness.
Now, Fat, you know that I'm not easily embarrassed.
No.
And
never. I don't think I've ever seen you embarrassed.
Well, I tell you when I have been, and we spoke about this earlier in the week. I used to have when I was planning to get my back injected. And so you'd go into this place.
Yep.
And it was because it's so, you know, such a dangerous part of your anatomy. When they inject your back, you've got to be very, very still.
Yes.
So you basically, you almost hug over this chair forward. And they go into the, with me it was a facet joint, they go in there with this very small needle as they're watching it all up on the screen.
Are you nude?
No, obviously I haven't got anything on the top, but no.
Why would you need to be nude?
Well, why would I have the tanch exposed?
Well, it meant a good look, you hugging the chair. Nude.
Where does his mind go?
I don't know.
Very serious medical procedure, and you're wondering if I'm nude.
Well, you are from the...
waist up.
Waist up.
Anyway, yeah. So what? Because you have to sit so still, this is where the embarrassing bit was. On more than one occasion, Fat,
what?
I'm doing my best to hug this thing and be really still, and then the injection goes into the part of your spine.
Yeah,
but then, Bill, nerves must be attached in there somewhere.
To what?
To that part of your back. No. Now you think I farted.
Well, that's what you're leading to, surely. You just let one go. You're horse and carted. Well, the doctor's standing over you.
Will you shut up, Bob? So what? But so I'm trying to be still.
Yeah.
And the injection goes in, and it must have hit some sort of nerve, and it's happened more than once.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to do it at the same time as talking to you. I'm hugging the chair. Injection goes in, hits a nerve. Bill,
bang.
My leg started... but going bananas.
Your leg.
Like flying around everywhere and I had no control over it.
Oh, no, Jim.
And this bloke saying to me, mate.
What's wrong with
this
you?
This is a very serious place where you got to be still. I'm like, I can't control it. It's got a life of its own.
Oh, Jim.
Bill, it started bouncing around the room.
What, your leg just took off?
Just all over the place.
Oh,
anyway, he finished and he thought I was taking the piss. He thought I was being stupid. I said, mate, I swear to you, I was trying my hardest to be as still as possible, and it just took off.
I thought you were naked, and you put the injection in, and you farted. And you were embarrassed because you let one go.
What sort of person are you? What do you think you'd go into a, you know, whatever that very specialised part of medical procedure
needle, is, man.
And they go, look, get all your gear off. And if you want to, you can rip a fart out. You reckon that's what they do?
Well, it hit the nerve, hit it in the back, went to the...
Honestly.
Anyway, that's good.
Yeah.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
They're the colours, Jim.
Right.
The magenta, the rose, talkies. And teal.
Torquay's
and teal.
Hang on a second, hang on.
Jeez, we haven't done this for a while, Fat.
No.
And it's one of our favourite ever segments. It's called Brag Artist. Hit it, please, Rabbits Bartholomew.
Give yourself a pat on the back.
Time to do Brag Artist, Fat.
Just tell us the amazing thing you've done this week.
I got the missus to believe me golf clubs cost half of what they did.
I was kept a weight under 100 kilos. I started at 87 kilos.
You're unbelievable.
Hey!
Triple M's Rush Hour. It's the Thursday Brag Artist.
This is good,
we
Jim.
Love
this
it.
Is
so,
good.
Bill, last night had to put the recycling out at our place.
Yeah.
First time there's been room in the bin.
Oh.
For 18 months.
Why? You're not drinking.
You're unbelievable.
Bang! And Bill, just,
you're not drinking?
Just bringing it back.
Good.
So room in the bin.
Because you were a bit of a soak.
I was quite proud of that, to be brutally honest.
You were a soak. Drinking every night.
Better half the issue. No,
no.
No, I love that. So that was I'm bragging about that.
Right. Yes.
Let's get to Chris, who's from Langwarrin.
Langwarrin.
Yeah, Fat.
Hello, Chrissy.
How you going, lads?
What's your brag artist, my friend?
New dad, and I've taken to fatherhood like bins to a plate of carrots now.
Hey!
Oh, well done. What a jab. Boy or girl?
Little bloke.
And what do we call him?
Arlo.
Arlo?
Oh, hang on.
How old, please?
Arlo.
It's just ticked over 4 months.
How do you spell it?
A-R-L-O.
Where'd we get that from?
D-O-C-K.
That's Arlo to me.
C-O-C-K.
I don't care.
Arlo, it's an interesting name, Jim. Wow.
I like it. All right.
Well done. He's throwing the gear. He is.
I like it, though. Where are we going now?
Oh, we're going to...
Dianella.
Dianella over in WA. Where's that, Stephen?
It's near the city, boys.
What, in Perth?
WA, mate, yeah.
See, we're global, Bill. This show goes everywhere.
So in Perth, he says, no, WA. So it's Dianella near Perth, right, in Perth.
I'm in near the city, mate, near the city of Perth, yeah.
So. That's what I was trying to say. Well, what's your brag, artist?
Started a new job on Monday and, absolutely loving it so far. You're so
unbelievable. Wow. Nice. Like it.
What are you doing?
Just project managing, Bill.
Oh, nice. Yeah. What have we got? A nice little project we're managing?
A couple, mate.
You want to plug?
Down at the company's A.E. Hoskins and, yeah, really good people.
Are you letting anyone in and out of WA at all, Stevie, or what's going on over there?
Hard to keep up, Jim, to be honest. Haven't checked the news today, so not too sure.
Because as you probably know, I am Western Australian royalty, so I would have thought that I'd be allowed in and out, but no, there weren't anyone in there, Steve.
Oh, look, we're big supporters of McGowan, mate. Especially me, so.
All right, stay there, Stevie.
Just project managing, Jim.
Project managing. I like that. Got a job, Bill, and flying. Matty's down there in Warrnambool.
Oh, Warrnambool.
Seriously? How bloody good is the Bill?
Did you go to the races, Matty?
No, I didn't, actually. I don't live far from the race course, so I just watched it from home and then went for a wander down and watched it from the road.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good. Mm. Just could have gone in and paid 20 bucks.
Didn't want to.
Well, all right, Matty.
I had to get pre-sale tickets. I didn't get tickets in time.
You would have got out there during the night, but had a couple.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What do you got for us, Matty?
So last week I was driving home and seen a little old lady parked on the side of the highway with a flat tyre. So I'd quickly done a U-turn and jumped out and changed her tyre over for her.
Oh, that. You're so unbelievable. That bang. That's quality, Bill.
And we like that.
That's quality.
Matty. Well done.
Beautiful part of the world, by the way, Matty.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm a Port Fairy disciple. Cold. It is a superb. It's not cold. Cold.
Freezing.
Cold's Geelong.
No, Warrnambool.
That's what Geelong is.
Port
cold.
Fairy. Matty. Apollo Bay.
How beautiful is it, Matty?
Freezing.
It's beautiful down here today, actually.
Of course it is. Oh, always.
Oh, that's good to talk to the family, isn't
Bill,
it, Jim?
Everywhere, the family.
Well, spread out everywhere.
I'm looking at these other, like this. Oh, I didn't read them out of modesty.
Yeah.
But there are other, like thousands of
what
them here. Jim,
saying?
You're a legend. No, you are the king of kings. You're the reason I listen to the show. They're just everywhere, Bill.
Spaghetti.
No one says that. Flog. I haven't seen any of them. Any of those.
Spaghetti.
Bill. I love how everyone refers to Bill as bins. Everyone. The whole way down. Bins.
I actually put my bins out too.
Did you?
I think I was late.
Were you? So they didn't get picked up?
No, so I tipped it into the next one.
Oh!
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Tell us what happens behind the scene.
He put an S in very late.
This man has umpired well over 300 AFL games, including 3 grand finals.
Razor Ray.
And he may well be tougher than some of the players.
Oh, he's kicked it out of me. Ray Chamberlain's taking a tumble. Copped it right in the nuts, I reckon, Ellie. And he's loving it too, Ray. Well played.
Please welcome Razor Ray Chamberlain.
He's one of Triple M's own, Fat, and you know why?
Why?
Because he doesn't take himself too seriously.
He has a bit of fun
and
with it.
That is what we love about Ray Chamberlain, who joins us now. Razor.
Gentlemen, how are we today?
Oh, good. And a bit about you, because to be honest, I haven't taken a lot of interest in your background, but you grew up in Canberra. Did you play?
The south side.
Oh, whereabouts?
Tuggeranong Valley with guys that you might know that were around my age, guys like Aaron Hamill and Craig Bolton, Justin Blumfield, those boys.
Yeah, good. And then did you ever play footy or were you always an umpire?
I played a couple hundred games for the same club as those lads.
Oh.
But I was a better player at cricket than footy. I wasn't, you know, I played the odd rep game and that, but I wasn't very good, mate.
Tougher, a much tougher game to be good at too, Razor. I've said this for a long time.
I like this from you, Jim. Yeah. This is, we need to band together on this.
I bet you're a good hooker and puller because all the best hookers and pullers are little blokes, aren't they?
I didn't get a lot of hard volleys. there weren't too many there to punch through cover.
Boy, and tough too was a rule. Little stumpy Laird, yes. Mike Folletta, all the little blokes.
Tendooker and Bradman.
Because everything flies around their loaf.
Exactly.
Now, Razor, how are you seeing it all, mate? We love the way you go about the umpiring caper. And I actually think the umpires are doing a bloody good job. I know you're copping it a bit for whatever reason, holding the ball, etc., but you get a lot expected of you, and I obviously see a lot of footy, and I reckon the standard of umpiring overall has been bloody good.
Thanks, Jim. We think we're doing well in a few areas. We know we've got areas every week to improve. You know, teams go out and they talk about having four quarters of performance. They're judged on their four quarters every week. And for us, you know, we have 9x4, right? So we've got to navigate all of that. And because we have 9 separate games and we can, you know, if we have a bit of a dip, let's say in 1 or 2 quarters in one game, often the narrative is just around that. And the other 34 quarters might've been handled, you know, really quite reasonably well. So that's our challenge every week. We understand it. And we take it seriously in terms of wanting to deliver for the game and for the players and the spectators. But, you know, the other thing I'll say is the game's predicated on having discussion. You do understand that. Like, reasonable time, prior opportunity, genuine attempt, they're all subjective things, and it means that we're chatting about it all week, which I think's actually a blessing for our game.
Well, and the other thing, and this is pertinent to me, of course, as a North Melbourne man, I can watch us play Razor for 7 minutes and we'll commit 15 errors in that time.
Yes.
Missed targets, hand and foot turnovers.
We're all human.
Missed tackles. So what the footy viewers have got to understand is footballers commit mistakes all the time, so the odd one from an umpire has got to be accepted as part of the game.
I just think as part of life, you know, I've sent an email this morning and said, please see attached. And I didn't put the attachment on, you know, like, you know, so, you know, don't have to put me in the middle of Fed Square and throw stones at us. Well, I reckon we can bounce back. So I think you're right. I think, you know, the way we potentially view what we expect from officiating is probably a little unreasonable, but at the same time, I do love the energy and the passion at the ground. I've got no drama with people cheering and barricading and all that sort of stuff. I just think every now and again when we get away from it or we get online, probably we pull our heads in a bit.
Mm. Hey, I remember back in my day when I was playing, after the game you'd have a beer with the opposition side, but the umpires had come in, which was bloody good because you'd have a beer with them and you actually say, gee, they are human, you know? So I don't know if we'll get back to that, but that was good times.
They were. Every now and again, you know, this is obviously pre-COVID, you bump into the odd soul in, you know, another far-flung part of the world.
Yeah.
And the beers that you might have missed out during the year, you certainly made up for. And I think that's probably part of the footy culture that hasn't died. You know, the guys, the players are incredibly supportive. They're really reasonable and they treat us sensationally well, I have to say that. And again, that's probably one of the things that I love most about being involved in the AFL.
Now, Razor, as part of my own incredibly good football career in the Waffle at Claremont.
Here we go.
I've told this story before, but I loved it. I'm standing on the mark, a real ordinary holding free, and this bloke had a shot 30 out. Umpire's lining him up right next to me, and I said to him, why don't you go back and take the kick for him? But I didn't say that. I said something a little bit worse. And Razor, this bloke, without batting an eyelid, said, why don't you keep taking up new sports? One day you'll find one you're good at. The whole playing group pissed themselves laughing. Exactly. I turned to this bloke and said, mate, touche.
That's not touche.
Too good. Too good.
Those days are gone now with the microphone.
Yes.
We don't dare have a joke.
But I dare say you would have copped some good sledges. What's been the best, you reckon, Raymond?
Yeah, there's probably, you get a bit bored of the Bilbo and Frodo Baggins sort of references, but without doubt, being copping the dingo took the wrong Chamberlain.
Oh no! Come on!
Without doubt, peerless.
Was that a player or a supporter?
That one come from over the fence. That came from the people that matter most, which are the fans. And I've got to say, I just lost it. I went, that is so good. I'd never heard it before.
Great chatting to you, Razor Ray.
Thanks very much for having me, guys. It's a pleasure.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Bill. Yes, Jim. Oh, now, I've got something to tell you, Jim.
Yeah, thank you. We all smoothly handled. Now, we've got the idiot file coming up.
Yeah.
And we got 4 minutes. So we had to cut it down to four.
Yes.
Matty had to work real hard to get it down into 4 minutes.
Yeah, well done there, Harry. Harry Grant went out to the Royal Children's Hospital gym with Maxie King and Confucius.
Confucius.
What about at the Giants? Horror star, Jim. Yes. Coniglio, out for 10. You're writing these down?
I'm looking at the same bit of paper you're looking
at. Righto. Phil Davis, straight back. He's out for six.
Six.
Matt DeBoer.
Mac DeBoer.
He's out. And that puts pressure under their coach, Leon Cameron.
Or even on their coach. Yeah.
He's under the pump.
Right. They're different saying.
There's some bad injuries going around, my Fred.
My Fred.
Yep. Mm. Also, former Demon Tim Smith kicked 5 goals on the weekend for South Belgrave. That was a great effort. They defeated Melgrave.
So what?
Melgrave?
Yeah.
Where's Melgrave?
Mulgrave.
Mulgrave. Yeah. Well done.
Mulgrave.
Thanks, everyone.
That's him.
Perfect press conference.
No questions.
Imagine that.
For poor old Hubert Herkesak. Ben Johnson got disqualified in the 100. Robert Diplomenico, Anthony Stevens.
Diplomenico.
Hey, you got the AFL Colgate AFLW Grand Final Sprint. Yes. All the girls are being flown over to Adelaide, which will be nice. And you're an athlete. You're an outstanding athlete, Caitlin Ashmore, now, because you've won the Pierre de Coubertin.
Oh, that was back in the day. That was very good, though, Billy.
What is the Pierre de Coubertin? Beetroot.
Oh, I love beetroot.
Yes, and the beautiful burger. Oh,
Rabs and
Jill.
I would have loved one.
Look, Jill over there. What happened? She's still smiling like a chef old shield cat. Have you seen the two jumpers this week for the Anzac Day Clash?
They both look very dark to me.
I'll show you them
I saw it.
What do you think?
They look dark to me. One's got to be lighter than that.
And on the back, because I'm looking here on the back.
Look at him. He's looking at a bit of paper on the back.
Well, both jumpers.
You're an idiot. Yeah, look at him. There's actually nothing on the back of the bit of paper
he's looking at.
Looking
at the back of the jumpers.
Yeah, of course you are.
If it's cold here, it's cold there.
No, Bill, it's cold there always.
How far do you reckon the joint is?
It's 100 k's.
It's 70.
It's heads bobbing with Ballarat as the coldest place in Melbourne.
Kilmore and Ballarat. No. Kilmore and Ballarat are the two coldest players in Victoria. Welcoming Buddy to the 1,000th Goal Club.
Yeah, unfortunately, he might miss a month of footy, which is a shame.
1,000 Goal Club.
1,000.
1,000 with a T.
T on the end of it. No, I don't.
Chicken and the egg.
Which one? We finally got the answer to the question about the chicken and the egg. And that chief quite liked it.
Guess what? Who was?
No.
The chicken.
Guess what? Who was? Is that what he just said?
No.
Guess what? Who was?
Keep going, Jim.
All right, here we go.
Now, this is an intelligent one, Jim. You've got to think about this.
An intelligent one, Bill. There's an N on the end.
It's an intelligent one, okay? You've got to think about it. I'll tell you what I've got here in my little hand.
Go on.
From the AFL Communications Department.
Yes.
Tribunal news.
Oh, no.
Tribunal.
No, have a third go at it.
Tribunal. Do you do anything?
What is wrong with
you? I do all the talking.
No, I don't do any stuffing up. No.
You do nothing.
No.
I
don't do any of the slaughtering of our language. No.
Read your computer and do nothing. I'm the only one on the show. Well,
did you know there's another 2.5 minutes of that?
No, there's not.
To download.
That'd be the start and the finish and some good jokes I've told. But you at any stage just chip in? Just give us something.
And that's from the last week.
Joe Biden's still Prime Minister or Premier or President over there, Jim.
Oh, I know. This is what he does. We finish the idiot file and then he immediately starts the next one.
Yeah. He sees something glinting and glistening and he catches his eye.
I've said this many times. Bill is the human whalecaster.
It's the aeroplane again.
Hey, he just swims around the fishbowl.
Joe, come
and
on,
every
Joe.
Time you come back around, you go, wow, there's a castle.
He's got a smart
Wow, there's
up.
A castle.
He's got us every time he comes around.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day. End the day with a laugh. We've picked out a classic Billy's joke on the Rush Hour Reheated. The best of JB and Billy.
Come on, Fat.
Come on, Fat. Righto, Jim. I've got a bit of a fruity one. I don't know if we can go with it. Yes, I'm sure.
It's not time for the fruity one. Well, that's Friday.
It was May the 4th yesterday, Jim, as you know.
I know that.
Be with you. Just got to say that after. Jim, why did the Enterprise spaceship on Star Trek?
So nothing to do with Star Wars.
Mm. Isn't it? No. I thought it was part of the, just joined in at the back there, did it? The Enterprise?
Seriously. A whole different show.
Why did the Enterprise spaceship on Star Trek smell like poo, Jim?
Why?
Because William Shatner.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, what in God's name is that?
Guess who gave me that?
Who?
Jill.
Oh, yeah?
Jill gave me that. She gave me that, Jim. I can't go with it on air, Jill. I told him. Anyway.
Smell like poo. He reckons?
William Shatner.
Righto. It's just about time for us to finish up.
I think you need to spell.
You've got a minute left.
A minute?
Yep.
I reckon I've got about 4 seconds. Come on, Williams.
Old Purse Bush me.
Seriously, how good is the ball?
This has been the Rush Hour Reheated. JB and Billy are back Monday from 6. Download the Listener app and tune in wherever you are and whenever you want.